Welcome, everybody. Shir number 892. Okay, I want to just go a little bit through Simon Resh Tes Vov. We spoke a little bit about it last year, reference to answering Amen, middle of learning, middle of davening. We finished Simon Resh Ches in, to an extent. Anyways, I want to go, we're skipping a little bit, but Simon Resh Tes Vov is extremely important in reference to answering Amen. Okay, there's very important halachas that are brought down over there, how to work with amen. Amen is something that, of course, we're answering all the time, something that has to be done, and so on. So, and some of the various different very important halachas in reference to answering amen, and that's the actual title of Simon Resh Tes Vav, Anias. Amen Achar Habrachas. That's the title of the siman. It's very important to know when you're learning a siman in Shulchan Aruch to what, know what it's about, know how it's being worked over, know how it's being brought down, what the title is, and we sort of remember it better. I actually spoke to somebody a while back, Reish Kailul in Eretz Yisrael. He told me an interesting thing, that what he tries to do is make himself different simonim. In a siman, to whether it's with the lettering or the title, to try and remember as to, you know, what halachas are found in what simanim. So it's a very important thing. And I've heard in the past, I think Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, others, but some major gedolim who when somebody came to ask them a shayla, at least maybe in the younger years, I don't know about the older years, but they would just open up the Shulchan Aruch and read it inside for them, what the halacha is. And then that's a very important thing as far as Chazara goes, and of course, to get acquainted with the Shulchan Aruch, somewhat the simanim, the titles, and where things could be found. Okay, somewhat, it's a very important thing. Okay, so now just moving along. Well, one more quick thing I did want to mention. I mentioned to somebody the other day an important point to bring out, and not so much for women, but at least for men, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and he writes over there in the introduction in the Beis Yosef, if I remember correctly, that he wrote the Beis Yosef. In other words, the Beis Yosef is written that with the various different halachas, the ins and outs, the Rishonim and so on, but he wrote in order to be able to review the halachas quicker, he wrote something called the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef wrote something called the Shulchan Aruch, which is sort of like a quick type of a thing. And he writes over there, very interesting, the Beis Yosef writes, he doesn't want people to learn from the Shulchan Aruch. That's more like a review. Really, you have to open up the Beis Yosef and learn it inside the right way. But be it as it may, as the generations move down the line, get a little bit weaker, we rely on the Shulchan Aruch. Halavai, we know the Shulchan Aruch will be in good shape. So it's an interesting thing how the generations move down the road, but be it as it may. Okay, so getting back to our Simon Resh Tes Vav, the first halacha that's brought down, very interesting. Ein ayna amen achar brachos. If a person makes a bracha, you don't answer amen to your own bracha, right? I make a shahakal on my soda. I don't answer amen. You're not going to answer amen on your own bracha. So that's what he says. Ein ayna amen achar brachosav, ela achar shtei brachos. Okay, so there are various different times and various different menhagim that amen is answered by the person themselves. For example, you have just one. The Ramah brings down some various different cases, which I don't know if everybody does it today, but one place for sure is in Uvenei Yerushalayim and benching. Right, we all know at the end we say amen. So that's, and the reason why, one of the reasons why is because, if I remember correctly, the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's a cutoff, to show that it's a cutoff, that's, you know, the brachas before Adaraisa, and afterwards the bracha v'tevim meitiv is going to be a derabbanan. That's at least one of the reasons why it's said over there, the amen. Okay, but be it as it may, so there are certain times, if Chazal told us at certain times to say amen after our own bracha, so then that is said. And there are various different minhagim, but in general, you make a bracha, you do not say amen to your own bracha. To the extent that we're going to see that it could even actually be a hefsek, right? If I make a shahakal on my soda, now I say a main, you're running into a question of a hefsek. You see, we want to keep in mind anything that's said in conjunction with brachas, and it's not supposed to be there, even if it's a davar kodesh, a main is a holy thing, but it becomes mamish a hefsek, and it's running, and halachically sometimes you have to mamish make over the bracha. Sometimes we'll see, and we're going to see actually sometimes that you don't even say amen to certain brachas that are made by certain people. Okay, well, that's again, we don't want to get off on a tangent, but let's just see, start off with the first halacha. And now it's Simurash says Vav, it says the Mishabur and the Sif Cotton. Aleph, Ratzalaymer, Acha, Kol Brachas, Mihedes, Shehum, Averach, Oi, Afilu, Acha, Shte, Brachas, Kol Shainim, Siim, Brachas, Ein, Einim, Baatzmai, Acharehem, Amen. We don't say Amen after a standard regular bracha. Okay, again, like we said, he just mentioned certain situations which we're not going to talk about right now. Okay, now the Mishabura tells us even further. He brings the Gemara. He says, the Issa Gemara, Kolowaina Amen, Acha Brachoisaf HaReza Maguna. It's not a nice thing to do. Not only is it, you'll say, well, I'm a frum guy, I want to be even extra frum. I'll say my bracha, I'll make my shahakal on my soda, and I'll say Amen. I want to be frumer than everybody else. No, it's a Dava Maguna. It's not a nice thing to do. It's not something that's supposed to be done. Okay, so we'll stop off with that, but I want to mention something very important. Brings down the deer shoe, and he brings down quite a few very important things in this simen, which we're going to see, but he says something interesting, which comes up all the time. I'm davening in shul, right? I'm davening in shul, and I finish a bracha. At the same time, the chazan finishes a bracha. Should I say amen or not say amen? What, 1 second. Let's see. Am I saying amen to the chazan's bracha? That's good. You're supposed to say amen to the chazan's bracha. But I'm not supposed to say amen to my bracha. So if I just, let's say, for example, I finished the bracha Yoytzer HaMa'iris, right? I finished, let's say, in Birchas Krishma. I finished the bracha Yoytzer HaMa'iris. So I don't say amen. I don't say amen. But the chazan at the same time finished, let's say, a different bracha. He finished ishtabach, let's say, right? So I want to say amen to his bracha or by kaddish or whatever it might be. But it's coming out at the same time. So interesting thing brings down the dirshu from Simon Nun Aleph, which is the halachas of tefillah, the krishma tefillah. We're not going to get into that right now. V'cheinim siyim berchasa yachad imachazin. Let's say you finished it. Let's say you both finish. You and the chazan together finish. Yoytzer HaMa'iris, you both finish the same bracha at the same time. V'cheinim siyim berchasa yachad imachazin. So he says, shelo yana amen. It's you should not answer amen in that case. If you finish together at the same time, mishum shenira ka'oina acha berchas atzmei. Looks like you've saying amen after your own bracha. Ella imkein siim bracha acheres meyachazin shazin motel leilanis amen. So let's say I finish a different bracha, right? Ella imkein siim bracha acheres. I finish, let's say, yitzra meiris, and the chazin finishes yishtabach, right? Shaz motel leilanis amen. Then I could say amen. And we have this, by the way. We have this just an example on Yom Kippur by night. We say shechiyanu, right? In shul, the chazin said, the Baal Tefillah says shechiyanu. Right, if I remember correctly, often he goes faster. I think there are other times also. I'm just trying to remember offhand. But be it as it may, so many times the chazan, I'm sorry, goes slower, and the people finish off quicker, and then the chazan finishes off that bracha, even though it's the same bracha, so it's a different time. Let's say by the case of the time with the shachianu, right, on Yom Kippur by night. So then everybody says amen, because I say shachianu v'kimanu v'kimanu as man as I finish, and we finish that off, and then the chazan goes slow. And whatever, 30 seconds after that, he goes slow and finishes it off afterwards. So then I could say amen, because I'm not saying amen to my bracha, I'm saying amen to his bracha. So we have that a few times that in halacha, whereby the chazan says the bracha slow, and I say it fast. I finish it off, and then I can say amen to the chazan's bracha. Okay, so we'll stop over here. But bottom line is, if you finish off together the same bracha, don't say amen. It looks like you're answering amen to your bracha. If it's two different brachas, it's fine. Or if you finish way before, and he's finishing, of course, afterwards, then it's also fine. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.